Namaste and welcome to a new episode of Freedom Chautari podcast. This is your host Subhash Dahal for this episode. Along with me today, we have Ms. Bhavana Podar on this episode.
Namaste, this is Bhavana working as a program officer for last 3 years with Freedom Forum.
As we all know, COVID-19 pandemic has engulfed the world and we are on lockdown. Our country is slowly easing up, but still we need precautions so that the spread can be limited. It's a hard time for everyone, and we all need to be extra careful and sensitive to this situation, so that it won't be aggravated in coming days. As we stated on previous episode of Freedom Chautari podcast, Freedom Forum has published Open Budget Survey of Nepal 2019 in Nepali, which was halted amid COVID-19 pandemic. Freedom Forum has submitted the Nepal survey report to Honorable Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, Minister of Finance, as well as circulated the report to various government personals, appointees and elected members. On this episode, we are going to discuss about Open Budget Survey of Nepal 2019, as well as look into each discipline of the survey, be it budget transparency, public participation and budget oversight, as well as recommendations and talk about call to action initiative of this survey. Government budget decisions, what taxes to levy, what services to provide and how much debt to be taken affect how equal a society is and the well-being of its people, including whether the most disadvantaged will have real opportunities for a better life. It is critical that government inform and engage the public on these vital decisions that impact their lives. Open Budget Survey 2019, also known as OBS 2019, is the culmination of a collaborative research process in which the International Budget Partnership, that is IBP, worked with civil society researchers in 117 countries, encompassing all regions of the world and all income levels over the past 16 months. This is the 7th round of the Open Budget Survey, which is typically conducted biannually, that is every 2 years. Earlier surveys were completed in 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2015, and 2017. The Open Budget Survey is the world's only independent, comparative, and fact-based research instrument that uses internationally accepted criteria to assess public access to central government budget information, to access to central government budget information, formal opportunities for the public to participate in the national budget process, and the role of budget oversight institutions such as the legislature and the auditor in the budget process. The survey helps local civil society assess and confer with their government on the reporting and use of public funds. From Nepal, Freedom Forum is the survey partner with the International Budget Partnership. Mr. Tarnath Dahal and Mr. Krishna Sapkota are the researchers for this survey on behalf of Freedom Forum that has been advocating for open budget, citizen budget and audit accountability for a long time. Now, before diving into the findings and what's on the report, let us know about survey methodology and Open Budget Survey Index. The Open Budget Survey assesses the three components of budget accountability system, that is public availability of budget information, opportunities for public to participate in the budget process, and the role of formal oversight institutions, including the legislature and the National Audit Office, which is also known as Supreme Audit Institution. In the case of Nepal, that is Office of Auditor General Nepal. The majority of the survey question assesses what occurs in practice rather than what is required by law. The research was fully based on questionnaire method. The questions included in the OBS are based on generally accepted good practice for the public financial management. The results for each country in OBS 2019 are based on a questionnaire comprising 145 score questions that is completed by researchers typically based in the surveyed country. Almost all the researchers responsible for completing the questionnaire come from civil society organizations or academic institutions. Only documents published and events, activities or developments that took place through 31st December 2018 were assessed in OBS 2019. Any actions occurring after the date are not accounted for the 2019 survey results. All responses to the OBS questions are supported by evidence. This includes citations from budget documents, the country's law, or the interviews with government officials, legislators, or experts on the country's budget process. To further strengthen the research, each country's draft questionnaire is also reviewed by an anonymous independent expert, and in Nepal, by a representative of a Ministry of Finance. As for the responses and answers, they all were also cross-checked against published budget documents and reports on fiscal transparency issued by international institutions such as the IMF, which is International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the OECD, that is Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. More on these are available with an explanation of the questions and the response options, please visit IBP website, that is www.internationalbudget.org. That is www.internationalbudget.org. As for the OBS index, it is an index showing the position of a country for its ranking. Each country is assigned a score from 0 to 100 based on the simple average of the response to these questions, which results in a global ranking of budget transparency called the Open Budget Index. These indexes are basically divided into 5 categories: 0 to 20, scan to none, 21 to 40, minimal, 41 to 60, limited, 61 to 80, substantial, and finally 81 to 100 is extensive. Dear listeners, with this, let's dive into the findings of the survey. Let's first look into the survey findings strictly in a numerical sense. The OBS 2019 finds weak transparency and oversight in government budgeting, as well as few opportunities for the public to participate in shaping budget policies or monitoring their implementation. It is particularly more concerning at a time when governments around the world have launched significant spending measures to address the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, with this, let's dive right into what are the findings of this survey and what's its numerical data shows. Looking closely, the OBS index comparison shows decline from previous 52 in 2017 to 41 in 2019. Which indicates that we regressed from last open budget survey as for Nepal. Looking all the way back, Nepal have OBS index of 36 on 06, 43 on 08, 45 on 2010, 44 on 2012, 24 on 2015, 52 on 2017, and in 2019 it is 41. Which clearly shows that we never touched 61, which is the international norm of being good, and we only crossed 50 once on last 7 surveys. As for public participation and oversight of Supreme Audit Institution, independent fiscal institution, as well as by legislature, Nepal has 22 on public participation and 33 on legislature oversight. But there is a beacon of hope at Supreme Audit Institution, which has a rating of 78, which shows the better oversight. As for the case of independent fiscal institution, Nepal has no any such institution, and the same is reflected on the report. Looking more towards the findings of the reports, let's look into the findings of this survey by each discipline. The first discipline that was looked into this survey was budget transparency. And for this, please welcome Ms. Bhavana on discussing what are the findings of budget transparency, public participation, budget oversight on this Open Budget Survey 2019.
Thank you, Subhas. Dear listeners, let's dissect into what budget transparency is reality as revealed by the survey. This part of Open Budget Survey measures public access to information on how the central government raises and spends public resources. It assesses the online availability, timeliness, and comprehensiveness of 8 key budget documents using 109 equally weighted indicators and scores each country on a scale of 0 to 100. Nepal has a transparency score of 41 out of 100. One glaring observation is that Open Budget Survey 2019 shows that not one South Asian, including Nepal, has present status that meets or exceeds the transparency benchmark for sufficient budget information. Comparing South Asian countries, Nepal ranks in 4th place after India and Sri Lanka, with Afghanistan in top with 50. Nepal falls in the category of insufficient transparency, as a threshold of 61 was not met. Comparing over last 5 survey, Nepal had 52 highest in 2017, whereas it was abysmal 24 in 2015. As for public availability of budget documents in Nepal, out of 9 reports of budget, Nepal doesn't produce pre-budget statement and citizen budget statement, whereas in year report was not according to requirement. It was published late by Nepal government. Analyzing comprehensively, audit report was valued best with 62, while enacted budget, that is the budget that has been approved by legislature, got mere 17, which is very poor. The reason for this low as compared to 2017 was Nepal decreased the availability of budget information by failing to publish the in-year reports online within 3 months of the end of the reporting period and failing to publish part of year-end report.
Thank you, Ms. Bhavana.
Now let's look into the public participation and what's its status as of 2019 Open Budget Survey reveals. Now let's again hear from Ms. Bhavana on this discipline about what 2019 survey speaks about this.
Transparency alone is insufficient for improving governance. Inclusive public participation is crucial for realizing the positive outcomes associated with greater budget transparency. The OBS also accesses the formal opportunities offered to the public for meaningful participation in the different stages of the budget process. It examines the practices of the central government's executive, the legislature, and the Supreme Audit Institution. Nepal has a public participation score of 22 out of 100. Comparing this with other South Asian countries, we are top, whereas Pakistan is at last with 4 on public participation. Though we are top, it is nowhere near the required 61 for being sufficient. We are way too low, even from the adequate of 61. Looking more into these extent of opportunities for public participation in the budget process, 20 out of 100 on budget formulation, 11 out of 100 on approval, 25 out of 100 on implementation with highest of 33 out of 100 on audit by SAI of Nepal.
Thank you, Ms. Bhavana. With this, let's look into the budget oversight part of this survey. The OBS also examines the role that legislature and Supreme Audit Institution play in the budget process and the extent to which they provide oversight. In addition, the survey collects supplementary information on independent fiscal institution. The legislature and Supreme Audit Institution in Nepal together provide limited oversight during the budget process, with a composite oversight score of 48 out of 100. Dissecting in between legislative oversight and audit oversight, legislative part is weak with 33 out of 100, whereas audit oversight is 78 with adequate, which shows that this is only discipline to cross threshold of 61 after audit report on budget documents with score of 62. As for the emerging practice of establishing independent fiscal institutions, Nepal does not have an independent fiscal institution. These are increasingly recognized as valuable, independent, and non-partisan information providers to the executive and parliament during the budget process. Dear listeners, this survey not only provides the finding, it also provides with some recommendation as to what countries need to do to be more budget transparency, to be more public friendly, and to include more public in the process of budget formation. Similarly, for the case of Nepal, OBS 2019 has also provided us with recommendations that are necessary to be acted upon so that future budget transparency will increase. And let's look into this recommendation with each discipline. As for the budget transparency part, let's hear from Ms. Bhavana Podar as to what recommendations are provided on this report.
Nepal needs to publish the in-year reports, quarterly economic bulletins, as well as produce and publish a pre-budget statement and citizen budget online in a timely manner. There needs to be inclusion of detailed information on the composition of government debt and information on how the government's policies, both new and existing, impact proposed revenues and expenditures in the executive's budget proposal. Government need to publish information in a year-end report with performance information and the comparison of estimates and actual outcomes of non-financial data on results. Along with this, government need to publish detailed expenditure and revenue information as a part of enacted budget, whereas in the mid-year review, present updated expenditure compared to the original budget. As for public participation, though Nepal's Ministry of Finance has established a pre-budget submission process during budget formulation and e-consultation during budget implementation, but to further strengthen public participation in the budget process, they should also prioritize the active engagement and with vulnerable and communities directly or through civil society organization representing them. As for Nepal's federal parliament, that has established public hearing related to the approval of annual budget. Along with this, they should also allow any member of the public or civil society organization to testify during the hearings on the budget proposal prior to its approval and during its hearing on the audit report. As for the case of Nepal, Office of Auditors General, which has established mechanism for the public to assist in developing its audit program, they should prioritize on establishing formal mechanism for the public to contribute to relevant audit investigation.
Thank you again, Ms. Bhavana. Finally, in relation to budget oversight, Nepal's federal parliament provides weak oversight during the planning stage of the budget cycle and weak oversight during the implementation stage. To improve oversight, the executive's budget proposal should be submitted to the legislature at least 2 months before the start of the budget year, and legislative committees should examine the executive budget proposal and publish reports with their analysis online, as well as they should examine in-year budget implementation and publish reports with their findings online. In practice, it needs to be ensured that the legislature is consulted before the executive shifts funds specified in the enacted budget between administrative units or reduces spending due to revenue shortfalls during the budget year, and legislative committee should examine the audit report and publish a report with their findings online. With this, we are on the last segment of this episode. All in all, rapid progress on open budgeting agenda is possible, but to accelerate the pace of improvements, a new approach is needed. One that unites all stakeholders around a common agenda to achieve the most urgent open budget goals. The OBS 2019 includes a call to action to achieve 4 ambitious but attainable targets within the next 5 years. First one is provide sufficient levels of budget transparency. Next one is increase public participation in the budget. Third one is strengthen monitoring and oversight of budget execution. And lastly, sustain improvements in open budgeting. With the belief that all people should have access to detailed information about their government's budget, with meaningful opportunities for input and engagement, including people living in poverty and other marginalized communities, we Freedom Forum has also joined hand with IVP so that above goals can be turned into reality. And finally, dear listeners, if anyone wants to view the whole webcast event of OBS 2019 launching, please visit the official website of IVP, that is www.internationalbudget.org, or you can even watch the same on IVP official YouTube channel. With this, we came to the end of today's episode. You can listen to our podcast across various podcast platforms, as well as on our YouTube channel and official website page. That is freedomforum.org.np/podcast. If you have any suggestions and feedbacks regarding our podcast, do write to us at freedomforum2005@gmail.com. That is freedomforum2005@gmail.com. Or you can call us at our toll-free number 166-00102022. That is 166-00102022. Lastly, as you all are aware of COVID-19 pandemic, we request everyone to stay safe and stay home, as well as respect and follow the government directives. Being safe and easing up with government plans to restart is the best way towards new normal.
With this, along with Subhas Dahal and I, Bhavana Poddar, would like to end today's episode, and we will be back again with another brand new episode of Freedom Chowdhury podcast next week. Till then, keep listening Freedom Chowdhury podcast. Take care and stay safe. We thank you for listening.